all of the speakers come down to the banners.
Happy June 15th, everyone. We're going to ask the media to move around to the side here, please.
We're speaking to the people tonight, not to the media.
Okay, folks, move in a little bit. If you can, media, please keep moving over to the side. This is our event tonight. You folks are brilliant and you're wonderful to be out here tonight. And we're going to make a few basic points before we start calling on the speakers. I'm David McNally with the OCAP Allies. I'm also a delegate on behalf of the York University Faculty Association to the Provincial Assembly that's going to be planning a campaign of economic disruption against the Harris government this October. Now we're going to make a few preliminary points before we get started, before I introduce you to the co-chair for tonight's event. But one of the things that needs to be said apparently needs some repeating. So I'm told that when I said this at the school board on Wednesday night, the police were taking notes. So I advise them to get out their pens and pencils again. There is a document which is called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and it defines freedom of assembly as a fundamental freedom in this country, and we are here tonight to exercise that freedom. We're also here to say, in the face of police intimidation, arrests that we've had today, we'll be saying a bit more about some of that later, that in the face of the intimidation, they'd better get used to it, because the resistance is growing, the resistance is building. Now we've got a lineup of speakers for you tonight, from unions, Native organizations, social justice coalitions, and so on, who are going to tell you why they are on board as part of this campaign. But before we get to them, I want to introduce to you my co-chair for tonight's event from 3903 CUPE, one of the unions which has been absolutely in the forefront of solidarity work with OCAP, Clarice Cooling from CUPE 3903.
Hey folks, great to see you here. I just recently came from the house of some friends of mine who are also in CUPE 3903, Canadian Union of Public Employees 3903, and their house was just surrounded by 30 to 40 cops who came onto the front lawn and went through their knapsacks and took some of their stuff. Shame. Absolute shame. In fact, they took one of the props that was supposed to be used tonight. It was a prop that was a recreation of Mike Harris's ass cheeks. There they are right there. We managed to salvage those. Appropriately titled, Kick Mike Harris's Ass for $1. But now I'm sorry to say we have it with us no longer. But you know what? That doesn't matter. Because there's absolutely momentum growing in this province. And we need to keep building on that momentum and draw on the renewed and revitalized spirit of resistance that we've seen so far so that we can launch just the kind of disruptive campaign, a popular mobilization that'll turn the tide in this province. And I'm happy to say that there's a number of CUPE locals here. I'm going to run through a few. 1281, 4222, 3902, 3903, 3907, 3913, 3261, 4400, 79. Steelworkers, CAW, I'm sorry if I missed you. Okay. I'm happy to introduce Gaetan Roux. I hope he's around here somewhere to speak.
Okay, I want to start. Bonjour, mes amis de Montréal et de Québec. I want to start by first saying my thoughts are with John Clark, John Mura, James Simple, Sean Lee Papa, and Godfrey Francis. What's that? You and Gib and Josh, who just got arrested tonight. And it's also with all those people who were arrested on June the 15th. And it's also with all our brothers and sisters who fought in Quebec. And it's also with all those poor people who fought their poverty, who are sitting in these fucking Don jail in the West, in the West Detention Center, in the East Center, rotting in there, who are there to fight their poverty. So tonight's for you guys, okay? And I want to start by talking about violence. Our city this morning woke up to the news that a homeless man was ran over while he slept in a box. That's what we woke up to. Every day, some of us work in communities where we see people suffer and live in misery, forced to go into parks that they're awoken to in the middle of the night by these same cops after they finish tonight. And they're pushed out of there, and they're forced to go into overcrowded shelters. There's a community that's right beside us, the Regent Park community, that has a center, a community center that people fought for that's been closed for 6 weeks. 6 weeks that's been closed. So in the middle of this misery, and in this middle of a province that's abandoned a sector of the population, OCAP, another organization, TDRC is here. And I know Elan's been staying in the park, have begun to fight back so that poor people can see that there are alternatives and that we can stand up. So that when we walk through a park, we don't see death. We don't see people suffering. We see people standing up and saying, we're going to fight. And it's really, really, really hard to talk when you know that your friends are sitting there. And I know that there'll be some really, really good speakers. And I want to say the last thing I want to say, and I really, really, really want to say this, is the notion that anybody can accept that a 40-year-old man is living and sleeping in a box. Because if that was my mother, or my father, or my brother, or my sister, or my friend, I don't give a fuck what you say about violence. I would stop that now. And I would do what it would take. And if you get in my way to make sure that man gets housing or that he gets enough to eat, I will move you.
Thank you, Gaetan. We have speakers from a variety of towns and cities in the province who are here tonight. And the next one I'm going to introduce to you is from Sudbury Global Justice, Sean Pelche.
Hi. Last June 15th, Sudbury sent down people to... We sent down people for the other OCAP demonstration. In Sudbury, we have quite a movement building. Every time Harris comes to Sudbury, we are there to not welcome him. last fall, when Harris came to Sudbury, we had a demonstration of about 200 people there. And we had students, we had high school students, university students, unionists, healthcare workers, child care workers, environmentalists, and all that. We sent people to Quebec City as well. We sent about 60 people from Sudbury to Quebec City. That's quite amazing for a small community like Sudbury. In Quebec City, two of our members got arrested there. One of us was arrested for taking a picture of the police officers. they weren't only arrested, but they were also beaten for that picture. They were. I was arrested for participating in a peaceful blockade. I was also treated poorly in jail. I was wasn't allowed to sleep. I was moved around in the jail all night long, so I couldn't sleep. I was fed only once in the 24 hours that I was there. I was fed a bologna sandwich, which was quite disgusting. Anyways, after Quebec City, people from Sudbury came back, and we discussed a lot of it. We then, 2 weeks after Quebec City, the movement was going quite well, and Mike Harris came back to Sudbury. And the demonstration that we had in front of where Mike Harris was there to speak was quite more eventful than any other protest in Sudbury for a very long time. We tried to blockade the entrance to the hotel. We were then dragged away by the police. Anyway, so the movement is escalating in Sudbury as well. And we are looking forward to the OCAP events of next fall. We have a few ideas where we might blockade the railway system. We might... We might do some mass squeegeeing and panhandling downtown. We might picket some shitbags. Those are Tories and, you know, conservative type people. And there will most likely be student walkouts from the universities and the colleges and the high schools there as well to join in the activities of that day. Thanks a lot.
Diane? Hi, before I want to introduce the next speaker, I just want to mention that CUPW, the postal workers, have been standing side by side with OCAP from the start. So I just wanted to, I forgot them the first time. So I'm going to introduce Diane Albrecht. She's from the Stratford CAW Flying Squad.
Just want to start by saying how proud I am to be with all of you today. The group I see before me are the activists. They're the people I see at demos. They're the people I see supporting picket lines. They're the people I see supporting Canada. They are Canada's best, not the blue bloc. It's time we took on an active militant stance. We have to be able to fight to win rights for those who deserve it. Canadians all across Canada, regardless of their situation in life, deserve only the best, and that's what we are going to see they get. I'm here today actually representing a group of Stratford residents. It started out small. Our last meeting, we ended up with almost 30 people in a very small community. It's an astronomical number that we had there. One thing I really want to bring to you is a view that I heard last Wednesday in London when they were joining in with a group to welcome Harris to his dinner at London. We had one man there from the postal workers, actually, a man by the name of Larry, who gave me something that I felt all of us should really hear. He asked me if I had ever seen the movie Pretty Woman. I'm sure a lot of yous have. He said to me, take back to the scene of this one man, the main feature in the movie. What did he do for a living? He bought companies, broke them up, sold them, and totally destructed them. Isn't that what Harris is doing to us today? He's breaking up Canada, he's breaking up Ontario, and he is destroying it.
What?
What I'm calling for is it's our turn. It's time for us to break up the Harris agenda and totally destroy it. Thank you.
I think all of you will appreciate the significance of our next speaker. We're delighted to have here with us tonight from the Stony Point First Nation, Pierre George.
Everyone, I'd just like to spin back just real fast in time to 1942, when the federal government, through the War Measures Act, took away, but to me, stole our land from my grandparents and promised to give it back. Nothing happened. Nothing ever happened to our land till the Stony Point peoples reclaimed their land in 1993. They also moved on to reclaim the sacred burial grounds, which are located in the ex-Ipperwash Provincial Park. And this is where our famous, infamous Mike Harris and his friend Thomas O'Grady, who is now retired, decided to stage a paramilitary assault on men, women, and children. Mike Harris and Thomas O'Grady did not care who they hurt. Neither did Acting Sergeant Kenneth Dean when he some machine gun down my brothers. He stood on the side of the road. And when the police break the laws, there is no law. And Kenneth Dean is still working on his job. So it's time to start and shut down Mike Harris. Yeah. And this is Canada. And since when does Canada start to condone the submachine and gun down of people? This is supposed to be a country where you can express yourself. So, all in all, folks, I'd just like to say that the struggle still goes on to regain our homeland. And myself, like Dudley, am a grandson to my grandparents who had their land stolen. And also in 1972, Jean Chrétien also predicted that there would be trouble at Ipperwash. But you know, the thing was, once he became prime minister, he still did nothing. He could have prevented the whole thing by giving the land back. Simple as that. So I'd just like to say in closing that I'd like to thank you all for your support towards my brother and the land known as Aujadana Stony Point. Miigwech.
Before I introduce the next speaker, I just want to mention that the OSSTF, the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, and here, the Hotel Employees, Restaurant Employees Union, are also sending delegates to the OCAP Assembly this weekend. I'm happy to introduce Cindy Foreman from the Postal Workers in Sudbury.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hadn't really intended on speaking today. I was more concerned. I'm a postal worker from the Sudbury Local 612, and I traveled all this way because there's two things that I want the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty to know. And the first thing is that the reason why I'm here and the reason why I'm here today with my OCAP brothers and sisters is because my place is in their struggle. And the second thing that I wanted to let my brothers and sisters in the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty know is that despite what they've heard from the labor movement, we'll be there in big numbers as delegates tomorrow, and that our struggle is their struggle, and labor's united. We don't have to tell anybody that's in this crowd today that Mike Harris has declared war. He's declared war on the poor people. He's declared war on our education system. He's declared war on the environment. And he's declared war on working people. And I walk through the crowd, and there are postal workers here from Hamilton, and there are postal workers here from Toronto, and there are representatives from unions all over. And we're here to fight to win. And just in closing, what I'd like to say is a brother that I'm very proud to know from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty spoke recently in Sudbury. And one thing that he said in the most heartfelt way that I've ever seen is that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has, and it never will. And the time to fight is now. We have to defeat the Harris government. Thank you.
Our next speaker from the Chendanaugah Mohawk Nation is Jake Brent.
Hi. Thanks a lot. My name is Jake Brent. I just come around here to tell you all that I've been traveling through the reserves and countryside with Sean Brent. And I'm sorry he couldn't be here tonight, but most of you know why. but I'm here to say that the Mohawk people and the 14,000 babies that they're taking away from the territories now, down in Gunawagi, on Akwesasne, all different reserves, it's time the Indian people, all people, band together and let's defeat this government.
Next, I'd like to introduce Cliff Butt from Windsor. He's with local CAW, Canadian Auto Workers Local 444.
Hello, everyone. My name's Cliff Butt, and I'm from Local 444 out of Windsor. I'm part of the local organizing committee for the Allies of OCAP in the city. And I'd just like to say that I'm here to support OCAP in the campaign for this fall for economic disruption. And I know that there's a lot of my brothers and sisters back home, as well as here, too, that feel the same way. So let's get on with the matter and make sure we pull this thing off. Fight to win. Thanks.
Another organization which has come in from out of town for our events this weekend is from Montreal, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, CLAC. So I'd like to introduce to you Helen Hudson from the Anti-Capitalist Convergence.
You know, it really inspires me, and I think it really inspires everyone in CLAC, to see the kind of militancy and to see the kind of perseverance in the face of persecution, in the face of arrests, in the face of violence and harassment from the police and from the other agents of repression. The people in OCAP and the other speakers here today and everyone who's fighting to win against the Harris government has shown, and it's inspiring actions in Montreal, and it's inspiring actions further afield all across Quebec and all across, you know, everywhere where capitalism and neoliberalism is taking hold in forms maybe more subtle than the way that Harris has, you know, shown his true colors. What we're experiencing in Quebec is the same kind of cutbacks, the same kind of violence, the same kind of repression that you are facing here in Ontario. But our government maybe doesn't have the audacity or maybe the sadism or whatever you want to call it to be quite as bold-faced as Harris has been. I don't know if that's what's created the militancy of the fight back here, or whether it's just that people are, you know, for whatever reason, willing to take more risks. But I just want to say that it's truly inspiring us in Montreal. There's about 20 or 30 of us that have come down from Montreal. I just want to mention some organizations. There's CLAC, the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, that formed to mobilize for Quebec City in a radically anti-capitalist way. There's the Quebec Medics Team. The Quebec's medic team, Urgence Manif. There's Citoyens Opposés à Brutalité Policière, or Citizens United Against Police Brutality. There's the Concordia Student Union. There's Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights. So I guess you could say people from across the world are fighting to win against Mike Harris and fighting in the Intifada at the same time. There's the Montreal Immigrant Workers Center. There's the Quebec Legal Team. The Quebec Public Interest Research Group, QPIRG at Concordia. And definitely a group that's been really fighting against poverty, fighting against violence against poor people within Montreal, the Comité de Sans-Emploi, which I also wanted to mention. The Comité de Sans-Emploi is also kicking into high gear in its fight for housing, for decent housing, and against the closure and the eviction of housing in Montreal. And as the campaign to fight to win against Harris heats up in the fall, there's a campaign heating up in Montreal and in Quebec in general, in solidarity, in tandem, together, in the same struggle. Comité de Sans-Emploi is going to be opening up a squat on July 27th. Just wanted to mention that work. And you can be sure that all the organizations I mentioned and more, and the people in Montreal in general, and people across Quebec, are going to be standing together with people here in Ontario and fighting to win against the same kind of cutbacks. Like, we're not going to let ourselves be fooled this easily. It's the same forces. It's the corporations. It's global capital. It's whatever you want to call it. But the forces behind Mike Harris are in play in the same forces in every province. The governments are just a puppet. Harris, much as he's enjoying what he's doing, is just a puppet. And that's as clear to us as I'm sure it is to you. So we're going to be standing with you throughout the fall and beyond. And I just wanted again to restate how inspired we are by your actions and by your courage.
And next, I'd like to introduce Sue Collis, an organizer for the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty.
I was asked today by a person in the media. They were talking about Queen's Park last year. They were talking about June 15th. They were talking about all the folks who came there that day and stood up and defended and physically defended themselves in the face of what came down on them. He didn't quite put it like that. What he said to me was, "Do you regret the violence?" And what I say is that when I think of that man who got dragged 30 feet this morning in a cardboard box, and when I think of the brother, the dear friend of OCAP, who we buried last week, who lived on the streets, and when I think of the northern native community of Pecangicum, where three young women have recently taken their lives and where the suicide rate is 36 times the national average, then the only thing that I regret is that we haven't yet stopped this government. And I want everyone to know something about OCAP. They were all saying today, so you're going to Queen's Park? So you're going to have a demonstration? What tonight is a provincial assembly. It's a gathering of people across the province who are fighting this government, who are organizing against this government, who are committed in their own towns, their own communities, their own localities to fight this government in the best way that they know how. And the point is that when we say we're going to have a meeting, we have a meeting. And when we say that we're going to take on this government, that we're aiming to defeat this government, that's what we're going to do too. Just briefly, on a personal note, to all those here as part of Metro Toronto Police and Metro Intelligence, I know you're following with great interest all of the conditions that people are getting, all of the non-associations with the coalition. Well, just let me, in this public setting, tell you what my conditions are. They say I can't associate with OCAP except in the context of my work. This is my work. I will organize with OCAP, and you will not stop me or any of us. Now, finally, one other thing I want to touch on. We have heard of all the arrests that have taken place tonight. We know there's countless others who are already on charges. And let's be clear. When we organize this campaign, it's not about OCAP. It's not about a directive coming from OCAP. It's about the fact that regardless of the constituency that an organization might represent, regardless of if the issue is around healthcare, if the issue is around seniors getting screwed after putting in their lives' work, if the issue is around the environment, and if you can't afford to buy bottled water in Walkerton, if the issue is that you're homeless, the point is that we have to build a resistance in this province, that people have to step up, that we can't be afraid and squeamish in the face of oppression when we are building real resistance. That is what resistance is about. That is what struggle is about. And OCAP cannot do it alone. And finally, I want to give the last word, my last word here tonight, to Mike Harris directly. Because what this assembly is about people organizing. It's about people who are sick of the policies and the legislation that comes out of Queen's Park. It's about, at a very basic, fundamental level, that we know people cannot continue to be treated as they are. That what this government legislates and imposes is cruel, is cruelty, and is injustice. And I just want to say, I want Mike Harris to take note of the fact that people are serious, that they are looking for those ways in their communities to pinpoint and to focus and to target what most will hurt this government.